I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We are picking up where we left off in The Rough Draft Diaries, documenting the connections we make through the people we meet. I believe I last met with artist Greg Justice. He connected me with Jean Schoen. She's the creator and director of Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio. I did get a little lost while trying to find their offices.
Do you know the Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio?
Yeah. Follow me through here.
I guess it's on the second floor, not the first floor, of the Davis Building, which is in downtown Toledo. We met in a conference room that's actually on the corner of two streets, so you can hear cars and motorcycles rumble by as Jean and I talk. Now, the best way for me to describe this organization to you is actually in explaining the why it all got started. So we'll have to go back in time a little bit, about 10 or 15 years.
My husband and I were young at the time. My three daughters were all under the age of 6. And, you know, we were just your typical normal family that, two working parents and young children. And so it was totally unexpected and very overwhelming and frightening.
That overwhelming and frightening event was a diagnosis of skin cancer. Not in Jean, but actually in her husband, Greg. He found he had the most dangerous form of skin cancer. It's called melanoma.
But we did not know anybody who had had cancer before. So we didn't know anything to do. We didn't know anyone we could talk to. Unfortunately, what we found out the hard way is that when people don't know what to say and they're uncomfortable about your situation, a lot of times they don't say anything at all. So they don't call, they don't come over, they don't contact you. And that was one of the hardest things that we went through.
Since Jean wasn't receiving a large amount of support from the people around her, she decided to look elsewhere for advice and assistance.
We decided to Google my husband's diagnosis. We know everything on the internet is true. So according to what we were reading, he was going to be dead within 5 years. His chances of surviving past 5 years were very, very low.
But Google was wrong. It's been 15 years since Greg had his diagnosis. And although I can't say that his cancer is in remission, because melanoma is a condition that you have to continually check up on, his health is ultimately in the clear. But Jean's conscience was not. Her and her husband's personal experience with cancer was so exhausting and so isolating that she felt the need to do something about it.
Later on down the road, several years down the road, I felt like there was something that I needed to do. I felt, an urging to do something to make a difference in the community. You know, volunteered for other local nonprofit organizations and things like that, you know, kind of just trying to find my fit. But, you know, things just fell into my lap. The right people crossed my path. And that's kind of how it all came to me to start the organization.
That organization was and is Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio. It's a nonprofit organization that helps bring additional support on the behalf of cancer patients and their families. Now, they don't offer medical services, like they can't perform surgeries or prescribe medication, but they do offer a number of programs regarding physical, emotional, and spiritual help. This is how it works.
When somebody is diagnosed with cancer, they come to us for help. But everybody who comes through our doors, I sit down and do a personal assessment with the patient and their family. And we talk about what they're worried about and what their fears are and what they need at the time. And that's how I know the individual program to create specifically for that patient and their family.
Some of those programs include consultations and assistance with medical bills, treatments like Swedish massages and scar tissue mobilization, weekly checkup calls, hospital visits, ensuring that no patient attends them alone, and mentoring, where patients are partnered with the survivor of the same cancer. And speaking of survivors, majority of the staff, who are all volunteer, were previous patients of Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio, almost 95% of them. That means that the staff is not only connected to their current patients through cancer, but also to each other. They've consoled through the diagnosis and celebrated through the remissions. But not all patients get to celebrate a remission of cancer.
It's hard. It is. It's very hard. I attend a lot more funerals than I would like to, but my belief is, first of all, nobody should ever be without hope. Even if their doctor has given them 3 to 6 months to live, and you know they've been told they're terminal, they've been told they're stage four, that they have no other options, I never believe in taking away one's hope.
Next episode, we'll stay with Cancer Connection of Northwest Ohio to speak with the previous patient of the organization. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and you've been listening to The Rough Draft Diaries.